One from Emmylou's second album there, the Elite Hotel album, Amarilla. I like that a lot. Emmylou did some good recordings, especially, I think, back in her earlier days. Her first album, of course, Pieces of the Sky, was fantastic, and that was followed by Elite Hotel. And I think Luxury Liner came after that. Then a little later, she did a real good bluegrass album called Roses in the Snow. And she also did a good gospel album called Angel Band. And that's kind of an interesting album because depending on what form you have that in, if you have it on vinyl, you get the some interviews that that she did or that people did with her. If you have it on CD, you don't get those. So, but it, in either case, it's a good album. But she did some really, really nice stuff back then. Emmylou Harris. Well, let's go way back now and catch one from the Bullock Brothers, and you'll remember them a whole lot better as the Blue Sky Boys. They had a lot of success back in the 30s. This comes from about 1936. They recorded a few things that you'd be familiar with. One in particular comes to mind. They recorded I'm Just Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail, which was, of course, made famous later by Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers. And I think I like to pull the Blue Sky Boys occasionally just for their simplicity. They didn't use anything but a guitar and a mandolin, and it was a pretty simple mandolin even when you think about it. And yet they had a lot of success with that sound back then. And so we're gonna play one now. This has been recorded by several people also. I think Joan Baez recorded it in Folk. I know Olivia Newton-John recorded it. We're going to enjoy one now from the Blue Sky Boys from 1936, one called The Banks of the Ohio.
Be mine, and in our home we'll have happy bee, down beside where the waters flow, down on the banks of the Ohio.
There's a full moon over Tulsa, I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County, there's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
Hear the city lights outshine the moon. I was just now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip wish that they could be like you.
David Frizzell and Shelley West there, and You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. Boy, what a song that was. Send that one out to Carol Butson and all the gang there in Jacksonville, Illinois, and hope y'all enjoyed that one. Well, I had one strange request for this issue. Jim Luke wanted to hear Don't Be Cruel by Elvis from his old RCA days, but actually kind of the beginning of the RCA days. And I put a lot of thought into that because Elvis is not what you would really call country. But hey, he started out in country. Started out on the Louisiana Hayride. Had an appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. Recorded That's All Right, Mama. How much more country can you get than that? And I think if Don't Be Cruel came out today, you'd probably say that, you know, it had a pretty country sound itself. So, hey, we're flexible here on the Listener Choice Magazine. We're going to do it. Here's Elvis. Hope you enjoy it, Jim.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who it's true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to her heart, it's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to whose heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to her heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to her heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Just look what thoughts will do. For today you say we're through. Now another wears the crown, and you think that you have found just what makes your world go round. Watch those thoughts, they'll get you down. Look what thoughts will do.
Take us back to the country now. There's one from Lefty Frizzell, and Look What Thoughts Will Do. Send that one out to Shirley Wiggins. And glad to get that one in there. I like some of that old Lefty stuff. Now, Lefty had a fairly long career when you think about it, because he had the old sound like that, and then he came back later to do such things as Saginaw, Michigan, and That's the Way Love Goes, and I Never Go Around Mirrors, and all that stuff. So he had himself a pretty nice career, wouldn't you say? Well, we've had a lot of requests for this issue for Johnny Cash material, and we're going to get one in here Right now, you could play Johnny Cash material all day. He's had a lot of good stuff out. But we had a request for this one in particular, and then some requests just for Johnny Cash material. So we're going to do this one here from back, 73, 70, yeah, that's about right, around 73, I think. Here's Johnny in One Piece at a Time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around, but up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up it took the whole staff, and when they got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store, and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears, and Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams.
We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds.
Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware. Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife. Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
Charlie's big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams,
but living life day to day is never like it seems.
Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Well, there are some guys that worked with Johnny Cash. Speaking of Johnny Cash, just heard his One Piece at a Time a few minutes ago there, and the Statler brothers, of course, worked for Johnny for quite some time there when they got their start in the business. And there's one called The Class of 57, and of course that featured Lou DeWitt there on the tenor, the high tenor, before Jimmy Fortune came along. And we'll send that one out to Marilyn from Missouri. She wanted to hear that. Let's have one now by request from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and a big hit for them long about 1959 or 60, I believe. One called The Cabin on the Hill.
There's a happy child at home.
There's a happy child at home.
In my memory I can see.
In my memory I can see.
Standing out upon the hill.
Standing out upon the hill.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
If I only had my way.
If I only had my way.
It would give my heart a thrill.
It would give my heart a thrill.
Just to simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Oh, I want to wander back.
Oh, I want to wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Neath the shadow. To be with those I love.
Just to be with those I love.
Joy my heart will overfill.
Joy my heart will overfill.
And I want to wander back.
And I want to wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
But the saddest of it all.
But the saddest of it all.
That happy child at home.
To the happy child at home.
Matters not how much I yearn.
Matters not how much I yearn.
If I only had my way.
If I only had my way.
It would give my heart a thrill.
It would give my heart a thrill.
Just to simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To
just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, you walked away from me, and after all the plans we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. Keep waiting in this lonely room, just in case you change your mind. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. No, the sun will never shine in apartment number 9.
Ah, the great Tammy Wynette there, and one called Apartment Number 9. That was one of her first efforts before she really got really, really super big. And she certainly did get super big, I think we'd all have to agree. Well, let's have one now from Roy Dresky and Priscilla Mitchell. Roy recorded a few duets back in his day. Specifically recorded one with Kitty Wells. They recorded an old Johnny and Jack song called I Can't Tell My Heart That. And it may have recorded some others, I'm not sure, but they recorded this one with Priscilla Mitchell, and it's called Mr. Peters. Music by request. Let's hear from Roy and Priscilla right now.
Hello.
Hello, dear. Same place be all right.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Peters, I can work late tonight.
Dear, is she near? Can she hear what you say?
You're right, Mr. Peters, and I'm leaving right away.
Are you sure she's not listening on the other line?
No, of course not, Mr. Peters. You can call me anytime.
What if she knows just where you go each time you get my call?
Don't worry, Mr. Peters, 'cause my wife don't mind at all.
Please hurry up, dear,
I know exactly how you feel, 'cause I feel the same way too.
Tell me, dear, how much longer must we live this life?
I don't know, Mr. Peters, but I should be there by 9.
Well, don't be late, I can't wait to be with you once more.
Don't worry, Mr. Peters, I'm just heading for the door. Well, yes, Mr. Peters, I'm just heading for the door.
Now, if you were listening to that song on a system where you could hear the stereo, you would have picked up on the fact that that telephone ring at the beginning of the song was only in one channel. And if you ask why, I don't know the answer to that question. Stereo was a much, much bigger deal back in the late 50s when it started out through probably... well, certainly the late 60s, if not the early 70s. It isn't that big a deal anymore. It's just kind of a, as you know, a, kind of an all-around sound, and they really don't have that many effects from one channel to the other. Sometimes I wish they did. But if you go back and pick up on some of those albums, especially in there in the mid-60s, you really got a lot of stereo effect. And why they recorded that telephone ring only in one channel, I don't know, but apparently they did. Here's Tanya Tucker.
When I was a child down in South Carolina, soon the Saturday sun went on down. My folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just to sing in the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, child, don't you know, there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll. Day finally come when my mama said, hun, it's about time you came with us as well. Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old crack midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband too, they held hands and began twos to roll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll. So we all can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Well, a San Antonio stroll there. We'll send that one out to Martha Walker. And I hope everybody's enjoyed this. It's just about time to close this issue of the Listener's Choice out. And I've had an awful lot of fun putting it together and making it. And we're going to let Gene Shepherd and Ray Pilla close this thing out for us with a little comedy routine that they did called I'll Take the Dog. That was from about, 1966, probably, something like that. And they actually had an album together, and I don't know that it's ever been released on CD. I have it converted from a vinyl, but they did some pretty good stuff on that thing. The funny thing is they never sing together anymore. They're both on the Opry. Of course, Ray Pilla won the Pet Milk Talent Contest, and Gene Shepherd has been on, Ray's been on the Opry since the mid-60s. Gene's been on the Opry forever, about close to 50 years, I think. And they I think, at least, should do some of their stuff together. And in fact, I wish they would do more duets on the Opry than they do. But they never sing together. But they're going to right now, because we're going to bring them back and close this thing out with Gene Shepherd, Ray Pilla, and I'll Take the Dog. We'll see you in August, everybody.
Well, we just left the courthouse this morning, and the judge said we could go our separate ways.
And everything we own must be divided, just like the separation papers say.
You can keep the curtains and the tables and the chairs and all those dirty dishes in the sink.
Well, you can take the golf clubs and the television set and that lawnmower that's always on the blink.
You can keep all the records and the hi-fi set.
You can take that phony fireplace and the log.
You can keep the car.
Well, you can keep the boat.
And I'll take the dog.
No, I'll take the dog.
Oh, no, I'm gonna take the dog.
Well, who's gonna bring me my paper?
Who's gonna keep me company?
You'll just have to give him up.
I ain't a parting with that pup.
The dog belongs to me.
Now hold on, Ray, you ain't gonna take this dog away from me. I'm the one that feeds him every day and who always takes care of him when he's sick.
Now wait just a minute, Jeannie. I guess you forget who it was that always took him to the vet. Paid for all them shots at $7 a lick.
You can just forget about him.
I ain't leaving here without him.
Then you'll just have to stay.
I guess that's the only way.
Okay. I'll give back the curtains and the tables and the chairs, and I'll wash the dirty dishes in the sink.
I won't take the golf clubs or the television set, and I'll fix that mower that's always on the blink.
We'll both listen to the records on the hi-fi set by the fireplace with its gas-burning log.
We'll go riding in our car,
and we'll go sailing in our boat,
and we'll both take the dog. Yes, we'll both take the dog.
Come on, Pushy.
Hey, baby. Oh, oh, come to mama.
Here you go, Jeannie. You want me now?
Yes, darling. Let me go. Just
go ahead and take it.
Okay. Oh,
he sure is sweet, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Everything's on.